It's nearly 8 p.m. and the program room of Leroy Collins Public Library is packed. It's hard to miss brown envelopes with seeds swinging from the ceiling and large green buckets filled with soil on tables. In front of the room, Trevor Hilton shares tips with the mostly first-time farmers.
If you're purchasing seed, one of the first things I would tell you is that make sure you buy from a reputable dealer. If you're buying your seed packets and you're paying like 50 cents for, you know, an ounce of tomato, it may not be tomato.
Hilton, a grower who works at Florida A&M University, shares several good sense tips with more than 36 people. Many of them are children. Married couple Paco and Ava Fiallos Diaz say they hope to turn that advice into a thriving home garden to feed their family.
We got a lot of helpful hints for our backyard garden. We're trying to get some vegetables going this year so we can spend less money on, you know, groceries.
We haven't had a lot of success in the past, and so we're hoping that some of the stuff that we learned today will improve what we are already doing.
Ava carries the couple's infant son in a sling on her back. Their four-year-old daughter roams between her parents' legs, glancing at them while the adults talk. Ava says it is important for her daughter to learn farming and to value the earth.
We also compost at home, and so that whole thing, like she'll see like how it all becomes cyclical, basically. So it's like what we put in the ground, but then we also use the scraps to put them back in the compost, and then that helps us grow them again.
The talk is part of Leon County's push to inspire residents to become food independent and grow more. County libraries now are filled with seed packets, and residents can check out up to 3 of them each month. Library Director Kate Holmeister says there's been plenty of enthusiasm since the project started last month.
The response has been more overwhelming than I thought it would be. We went through 1,000 seed packets in the first couple of days of the program, more than that. Almost all of our seeds were gone.
The library will stock seeds for a while longer, offering more chances for residents to learn agriculture. Holmeister says the library hopes to encourage people to grow seasonal vegetables at the best times. For WFSU News, I'm D.A. Robin.